This episode of the Wi-Files is brought to you by War Thunder. A blinding flash lit the Siberian sky. The explosion was 100 times more powerful than Hiroshima. It flattened 80 million trees across 830 square miles. No crater appeared. No meteor fragments were found. Scientists struggled for decades to explain what happened at Tunguska. Thousands of miles away, Nikola Tesla smiled in his Wardenclyffe Tower lab. His Tesla ray had worked perfectly. When Tesla died in 1943, government agents seized his research. Decades later, HARP appeared in Alaska, 180 antennas beaming energy into the ionosphere. The military calls it research, but declassified documents tell a different story. What would have been Tesla's greatest gift to the world became the world's most powerful weapon.
Oh, no, not now. Please, not now.
Well, 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 look what we have here. A soft pip and no-skill civilian who thinks he can sit in his behind where the battlefield burns. You make me sick, Private.
Whoa, why are you yelling? I'm just trying to play...
Did I give you permission to speak, Glibnub?
No.
No what, you floating chum-chunk?
No, sir, Hecklefish, sir.
Sound off like you got a pair.
No, sir, Hecklefish, sir!
That's what I thought, you limp sea cucumber. Now repeat after me. This is my plane. There are many like it, but this one is mine. Without me, my plane is useless. Without my plane, I am even more useless.
This is my plane. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Louder!
Wait a minute. Did I just get drilled into today's sponsor plug?
Oh, you bet your sweet boot camp biscuit I did.
War Thunder is the most comprehensive free-to-play cross-platform vehicle combat game ever made. Featuring tanks, planes, and warships from early battlefields to modern combat zones. It's free to play on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and now iOS and Android. The mobile version delivers the full War Thunder experience with intuitive controls, stunning graphics, authentic sound effects, and massive multiplayer warfare. Take command of over 2,500 vehicles from 1920s biplanes to modern jet fighters, tanks, helicopters, and warships, each crafted with stunning realism. And War Thunder's advanced damage model means every shot counts. No simple health bars, armor, shells, and missiles behave just like in real life, making strategy crucial. Choose from one of three modes: arcade for fast action, realistic for deeper strategy, or simulator for full immersion. Even customize your vehicles with camouflages, historical markings, and community-created decorations to make them unique. With over 70 million players, War Thunder delivers intense, historically detailed battles, and thanks to its optimized Daegor engine, it runs smoothly, even on lower-end devices. And the best part? War Thunder is completely free to play. Just click the links in the pinned comment or description to sign up on PC, Xbox, PlayStation, or mobile. New and returning players inactive for 6 months or more receive a free bonus pack on PC and consoles, premium vehicles, the Eagle of Valor Decorator, 100,000 Silver Lions, and a 7-day premium account. But don't wait, it's only available for a limited time.
Let's go, you low-life, unfunny, know-nothing hack who couldn't get a story right if his life depended on it.
Can I please play the game without all the insults?
Oh, don't blame me. I'm just reading what they're saying about you on Reddit.
In 1901, Nikola Tesla built Wardenclyffe. The 190-foot tower on Long Island wasn't for radio signals. It was for wireless energy transmission across the planet. And this wasn't theoretical. Tesla demonstrated wireless power at the 1893 World's Fair. He lit phosphorescent tubes without wires. The crowd was amazed. Tesla believed Earth could conduct electricity like a circuit. The secret was the ionosphere, an electrically charged atmospheric layer starting 50 miles up. By pumping electromagnetic energy into this layer, he could create a planet-wide resonance system.
Whoa, 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 whoa. A planet-wide resonance system? Oy vey. Hello, tech support? Yeah, I'm a human-speaking nerd again. I need a translation.
Well, think of it like pushing a child on a swing.
Guppy.
Think of it like pushing a guppy on a swing. Small pushes timed right create large sustained motion. Tesla wanted to push the ionosphere at a frequency matching the Earth's resonance. This would create stable waves circling the planet. Earth resonates at 7.83 hertz, and this was proven in 1954. Tesla suspected this, but wasn't certain. He needed financing to continue. J.P. Morgan initially funded the project, but withdrew when he realized Tesla wanted to provide free electricity worldwide. Morgan asked, if anyone can draw on the power, where do we put the meter? Without Morgan's support, Tesla was ruined. In the 1930s, Tesla announced Teleforce. The press called it a death ray. Tesla said it can generate an invisible wall of energy capable of destroying aircraft and armies from hundreds of miles away. We have a whole episode on Tesla's death ray and Wardenclyffe Tower if you want to learn more.
Death ray linked down in your love luggage.
When Tesla died in 1943, the U.S. government responded fast. His body was still warm as his entire legacy was packed into government crates. Tesla's dream died with him, but his research lived on, in the hands of men who saw not free energy, but unlimited power. Tesla's technical documents were sent to an MIT professor for review. That professor was Dr. John Trump, the future president's uncle. Dr. Trump, also a National Defense Research Committee member, said Tesla's research contained nothing valuable. That wasn't true.
Oh, look, make America lie again.
The military quietly continued Tesla's work. Some research went to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base under Project Nick. This was a top-secret operation launched in 1945 to study Tesla's particle beam weapon. Project Nick's details remain classified. The project was officially abandoned, but particle beam research continued. DARPA launched Project Seesaw in 1958. Like Project Nick, Seesaw was heavily funded for years, and like Project Nick, Seesaw was quietly shut down. During this time, Tesla's particle beam technology disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to it. Then, years later, DARPA and the U.S. Air Force built an expensive secret facility in Alaska. The technology there would look familiar to Tesla historians. The military claims the facility is only for research, but that's not what the patents say. In 1987, physicist Bernard Eastland filed a patent titled Method and Apparatus for Altering a Region in the Earth's Atmosphere, Ionosphere, and/or Magnetosphere. The patent described a facility that could heat specific ionosphere portions using radio waves. Eastland wasn't working alone. ARCO Technologies funded his research. ARCO owned vast natural gas reserves in Alaska's North Slope, but had no buyers. They saw Eastland's invention as a way to convert their gas into something valuable, power. And Eastland's technology needed lots of power.
ARCO originally approached me in 1984 to find a use for the natural gas on the North Slope of Alaska, which they could not sell. To give you a feel for how much gas they asked me to find an application for, it was enough gas to produce all the electricity in the United States for a full year.
The technology is straightforward. A powerful radio signal is transmitted into the ionosphere targeting a specific region. This energy excites charged particles, heating them and altering their properties. The heated region acts like an optical lens, but instead of bending light, it bends and redirects radio waves. This includes radar signals and natural currents in Earth's upper atmosphere. This is like inserting a resistor into a global electrical circuit. The lens could create effects thousands of miles away from the transmission site. Within a year of Eastland's patent filing, ARCO was awarded a contract to build a similar facility in Alaska. When locals read about it in the March 1988 Omni magazine, they grew concerned. The military insisted they were building a research facility, nothing more.
Do not believe the government.
They didn't. They looked up Eastland's patent, and the language was crystal clear.
Applications discussed in the patents included destroying missiles. Communications control and disruption were included. There were some other ideas, both to possibly modify weather, and finally, to lift a portion of the upper atmosphere further out into space, where hopefully it would be able to deflect missile trajectories.
Those are Eastland's own words. This wasn't an invention for ionospheric research. As HAARP rose in the Alaskan wilderness, the military's intentions were obvious. They weren't just studying the sky, they were weaponizing it.
There are several high-powered radio antennas around the world, but in relation to HAARP, they're like a child's cap gun compared to a 50-millimeter cannon.
When locals discovered what DARPA and the Air Force were building in Alaska, they demanded answers. The military admitted to building antennas that could affect the atmosphere, but insisted they use technology different than Eastland's patents.
Hang on. Let me see if I follow.
Go ahead.
Tesla dies. The government steals his plans for a death ray machine. They lose the plans. Then by some miracle, they find a guy who patents a bunch of stuff based on Tesla's death ray machine. I said I gave him money to build this HAARP thing, but they're not using his stuff. They're using some other stuff, and it's all fine. Nothing to see here. Does that about sum it up? Bullshit.
Eastland later confirmed the military's interest in his work. Before his death in 2007, he said, "HAARP is the perfect first step toward a plan like mine. There are powerful people involved. The military never sleeps."
When you look at the other patents built upon the work of Eastland, it becomes clear how the military intends to use a HAARP transmitter. It could give them a tool to replace the electromagnetic pulse effect of some atmospheric thermonuclear devices still considered an option by some planners. It can replace the huge, extremely low-frequency submarine communication system. It could replace the over-the-horizon radar system once planned for the current location of HAARP with a much more accurate system.
The technical similarities between HAARP and Eastland's patents are obvious to engineers. By 1993, DARPA and the Air Force had built a machine that could turn weather into a weapon, and they were excited to show off their new toy.
The statement that there is no association between the ionosphere and surface weather is an outright lie. We can artificially influence the Earth's aurora with a relatively small amount of energy, and we know that outbursts of the northern lights do change weather patterns. There is indeed mounting evidence that upper atmospheric events affect lower atmospheric weather and vice versa.
In 1996, the U.S. Air Force published Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025. This wasn't science fiction. It was a military assessment of weather modification as a combat tool. The paper stated, weather modification will become part of domestic and international security and could be done unilaterally. It could have offensive and defensive applications and even be used for deterrence purposes. Weather warfare isn't new. During Vietnam, the U.S. conducted Operation Popeye. Cloud seeding to extend monsoon season over enemy supply routes. They called it making mud, not war.
Add a military and a cute operation names. It's like naming a guillotine Mr. Snippy.
For years, the idea of creating rain with electricity was a conspiracy theory.
But then...
Dubai is making it rain in a sweltering desert by zapping clouds with electricity using drones.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Critics argue HAARP's power is too low to affect global weather. A lightning bolt contains 1 billion watts. A hurricane releases energy equal to thousands of nuclear bombs. How could HAARP compete? Well, the answer is chaos theory. Weather is a chaotic system. In chaotic systems, small changes trigger larger events. The classic example is the butterfly effect.
Yes, didn't catch ya.
We're not playing pub trivia.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Harp's designers understood chaos theory. They didn't need to match nature's power. They just needed to know where to apply the pressure. A butterfly's wings can start a tornado. And Harp was the most powerful butterfly ever created.
What they're not paying any attention to is what's happening to the ionosphere. If they pick the right frequency to push that plume out into space, that energy may discharge back out of the ionosphere, back down the radio beam, and strike the Earth. And it would be about 100 times the energy released out of a thunderbolt.
Picking up now.
Holy fucking.
And it would be about 100 times the energy released out of a thunderbolt.
Meteorologist Edward N. Lorenz presented this concept in 1972, and his point was something as small as a butterfly could set off a series of events that eventually lead to a tornado. History is full of butterfly effects. Hitler wanted to be an artist, but he was rejected by the art school in Vienna. He chose a different path. On August 9, 1945, the city of Kokura was supposed to be hit with an atomic bomb, but it was too cloudy to find the target, so Nagasaki was chosen instead. Harp doesn't need to match nature's power. It needs a tiny, precise nudge at the right place and time to trigger catastrophe. By 1977, weather manipulation was such a concern that the UN banned it through the Environmental Modification Convention.
Did the United States military listen to the UN?
No.
Uh-huh.
The UN specifically addressed Harp in 1999, again calling for a ban on technologies that can alter the environment for military purposes.
Did the United States military listen to the UN this time?
No.
Uh-huh.
The UN issued multiple resolutions calling for transparency, oversight, and international monitoring of facilities like HARP.
Did the United States military, never mind.
In 2002, Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed concern about geophysical weapons that could alter the weather. He was talking about HARP. Then Russia and China built their own ionospheric heaters. They saw the military value. An arms race nobody talks about is happening above our heads right now. But HARP had another ability more powerful than changing weather. By pulsing radio waves at specific frequencies, HARP created low-frequency waves that penetrate deep into the Earth and oceans.
What's most scary and exciting about HARP is the potential of its application. For example, ELF waves generated by the array could be used for a variety of military applications, including finding underground bases, tunnels, even caves. The government is interested in HARP technology because it's a new frontier, a new way to solve an old problem.
These waves oscillate between 1 and 100 hertz, precisely within natural atmospheric resonance. Then scientists wondered, what would happen if those energy waves were directed not at the atmosphere, but at fault lines deep within the Earth? When scientists examine earthquakes, they focus on two factors, tectonic stress and resonant frequency. Every object vibrates at a natural frequency, metal, rock, your body. Exposing an object to its natural frequency amplifies vibrations. And sometimes vibrations grow so strong, they damage the object, like sound shattering a glass. This is called resonant frequency-induced material failure. It works on large objects too. A famous example is the collapse of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge in 1940. Wind hitting the bridge at its resonant frequency created vibrations that tore it apart. The Earth's tectonic plates also have a resonant frequency. Fault lines are cracks in the Earth's crust that build up enormous tension as they move against each other. The right trigger can release this tension.
In 1983, I did radio tomography with 30 watts, looking for oil in the ground. I found 26 oil wells over a 9-state area, and 100% of the time was accurate, which is 30 watts of power beaming straight into solid rock. HARP, or the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, uses 2 billion watts beamed straight into the ionosphere for experiments. Now, that's profoundly dangerous.
On January 2nd, 2020, a devastating 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti, killing over 200,000 people. What made this earthquake suspicious was its location. It occurred along a fault system that behaved differently than geologists had predicted. And several monitoring stations recorded unusual heating patterns and electromagnetic anomalies in the ionosphere over Haiti. HARP was active during this period. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez accused the United States of causing the earthquake using tectonic weapons.
Spanish newspaper ABC quotes Chavez as saying that the U.S. Navy launched a weapon capable of inducing a powerful earthquake off the shore of Haiti.
And this theory was dismissed until researchers examined the technical possibility. Similar patterns appeared with other seismic events. The 2008 Sichuan earthquake killed nearly 90,000 people. Some researchers saw correlations between this disaster and HARP operations. The 2011 earthquake that triggered the Fukushima disaster also coincided with ionospheric anomalies detected by multiple stations. These correlations concerned China enough that in 2018, they launched the China Seismo-Electromagnetic Satellite designed to study connections between the ionospheric disturbances and earthquakes. Chinese researchers published papers examining correlations between ionospheric heating and seismic activity. As evidence mounted, a pattern emerged. Major earthquakes were occurring where HARP's energy had been detected hours earlier. But the most disturbing application of this technology had nothing to do with the sky above us or the ground beneath our feet. HARP's technology could penetrate the ultimate boundary, the human mind. The human brain operates within specific frequency ranges, from about 1 hertz to 40 hertz, depending on how alert you are. These are ELF sounds.
Pop sounds like an elf. We talking Legolas or one of Santa's slaves?
Not elf, ELF.
Oh, my second wife generated ELF sounds. Extremely loud and furious.
That's not what ELF stands for.
Yeah, tell that to a lawyer. After 15 minutes I hit ELF, I signed over the keys to my 84 Camaro. Oh, I love that car.
ELF means extremely low frequency. HARP can generate waves in exactly the same range as human brain waves. When you ask HARP officials about this, they point out their antenna array doesn't generate ELF waves directly. But when you ask the government questions, you have to be specific. HARP can't generate ELF waves, that's true. But it can heat the ionosphere in a way that creates ELF waves as a byproduct. Documents show that HARP generated ELF waves for years. This is concerning because electromagnetic fields can influence brain function. The phenomenon is called frequency following response, or FFR. Dr. Nick Begich, author of Angels Don't Play This Harp, explains.
It has the ability of affecting the frequency following response, which is where the brain locks onto an external signal, begins to mirror it, and brain chemistry changes.
So even simpler than that is harp can control minds.
Absolutely can control in the sense of changing mental function.
Begich is called a conspiracy theorist, but FFR is proven science. And you know who proved it? The U.S. military. In the 1980s, Dr. Michael Persinger conducted research partly funded by the U.S. Navy. He showed that weak electromagnetic fields applied to the temporal lobe could induce altered states, including religious experiences and hallucinations. When exposed to an external frequency, the brain tends to synchronize with it. This is why bright flashing lights can trigger seizures in some people.
Is this why every time I'm in the dentist's office, I suddenly know all the lyrics to It's Raining Men?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Hallelujah. Amen.
The European Parliament takes this technology seriously. Resolution A4005-1999 specifically mentioned HARP while expressing concern about manipulative capabilities affecting human health and psychology. The resolution called for transparency regarding HARP's ethical implications.
Does the United States military listen to the EU?
No.
Uh-huh.
Because HARP uses the ionosphere, it could influence mental states of people over large areas. It could cause hallucinations, alter emotions, induce seizures, all without their knowledge. HARP officials deny mind control allegations, but the CIA denied researching mind control too. Then MKUltra was exposed and showed the CIA was exploring the exact same technology. Other countries were paying attention. In 1998, a Russian military journal published The Mind Has No Firewall. It was later republished by the U.S. Army War College. The article warned the human mind is vulnerable to electromagnetic intrusion. Mind control technology is not science fiction. It's science fact. And as the United States continues to refine its capabilities, other world powers are racing to catch up. The HARP conspiracy theories go back to the 1980s. The story's been covered so much that I was surprised at how many people asked me to do this one. But in researching HARP, I was surprised at how scientifically possible all the theories are. I was also surprised that so much of the science is based on Tesla's work. But how much of this is true? Well, first, HARP is definitely a high-power radio transmitter designed to heat the ionosphere for research. The facility is real. It operates. It conducts legitimate scientific experiments. These are facts. Second, defense agencies funded and operated HARP for most of its history. The Air Force, Navy, and DARPA don't typically invest hundreds of millions of dollars in purely scientific projects without military applications. Now, this doesn't prove as a weapon, but it suggests HARP has capabilities beyond what's publicly acknowledged. Third, the patents that formed HARP's foundation specifically describe weather modification and earth-penetrating applications. Bernard Eastland, who developed these patents, confirmed their potential military uses before he died in 2007. The more extreme claims about HARP causing specific hurricanes or triggering earthquakes lack definitive proof. Correlations exist between HARP operations and certain disasters, but correlation isn't causation. Earthquakes and severe weather existed long before HARP. The facility's 3.6 million watts seems too low to directly cause major weather events or earthquakes, but scientists confirm weather systems are chaotic enough that small targeted inputs could have major effects. Claims about mind control also can't be proven, but the science of electromagnetic influence on brain function is real and well documented. HARP generates frequencies that overlap with human brain waves, but the signal reaching populated areas would probably be too weak to have any noticeable effects. Maybe. Probably. In 2015, HARP ownership transferred from the military to the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks is preparing to take control of the high-frequency active auroral program, more commonly known as HARP, next month.
Officials called this a move toward transparency. Critics saw it as rebranding a military weapon as an academic resource. The university now allows public tours and independent researchers. But former DARPA employees have said the most sensitive equipment was removed before the handover. What remains is only a fraction of HARP's capabilities. So is HARP an innocent research project or a doomsday device? Well, the truth is probably somewhere in between. Like many advanced technologies, it exists where scientific research overlaps with potential military use. What makes HARP concerning isn't what we know, but what remains classified.
Certain pharmaceutical trial documents that they want sealed for 75 years.
Despite many Freedom of Information requests, significant portions of HAARP's operational history and technical capabilities remain redacted or withheld. This continued secrecy, decades after HAARP was built, will continue to fuel speculation. In many ways, HAARP represents our species' growing capacity to affect natural systems on a planetary scale. Whether through climate change, geoengineering, or manipulating the ionosphere, humanity can alter Earth's basic systems, often without fully understanding the consequences.
How dare you! Oh, you didn't see that coming.
HAARP also says something about power. The power structure that most affects our lives remains hidden. We're told not to worry. We're told the military is looking out for us. But history teaches a different lesson. From Project MKUltra to Operation Northwoods, secrecy rarely serves the public good. The technology Tesla dreamed would liberate humanity now sits behind barbed wire fences, operated by organizations with classified budgets and limited oversight. Tesla's dream wasn't just about free energy, it was about free knowledge. The military took both. So, what can we do? Question everything. Research these facilities. Support independent monitoring. Demand transparency. Because as the skies above us become weaponized, we can't remain silent. To those in power, our silence is interpreted as only one thing: consent. Thanks to War Thunder for sponsoring this video. Play free on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and mobile through the links below. New and returning players inactive for 6 months or more get a bonus pack on PC and consoles. Limited time only. Thank you so much for hanging out today. My name is AJ. You know Hacklefish.
Good to meet you.
This has been The Y-Files. If you had fun or learned anything, do him a favor, comment, subscribe, like, share. I know we're a broken record, but it's just the one button and it means so much. Like most topics we cover on the channel, today's was recommended by you, by a whole lot of you. So if there's a story you'd like to see or learn more about, go to thewyfiles.com/tips. Remember, The Y-Files is also a podcast. Twice a week, and now it's going to be four times a week for a bit, I post deep dives into the stories we cover on the channel, and I also post episodes that wouldn't be allowed on the channel. You'll see those marked unredacted. Anyway, the podcast is called The Y-Files Operation Podcast, and it's available everywhere. If you need more Y-Files in your life, check out our Discord. There are 70,000, maybe more, members on there 24/7. They're into the same weird stuff we are. It's a great community, it's a lot of fun, and it's free to join. If you want to know what's going on with the Y-Files at any given time, check out our production calendar. It's theyfiles.com/cal. There we post our episode schedule, upcoming podcasts, live streams, future meetups, all kinds of stuff. And special thanks to our patrons who made this channel possible. Every episode of The Y-Files is dedicated to our Patreon members. I could not have done this without you. You keep me brave. You keep me motivated. Thank you. And if you'd like to support this channel, keep us going, and join this great community, consider becoming a member on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you get access to perks like videos early with no commercials, merch only available to members, plus two, sometimes more, private live streams every week just for you. And they're a lot of fun. My camera's on. You get to meet the whole team. Turn your camera on, jump up on stage, ask a question, tell a joke, suggest a topic, criticize my haircut, whatever you want. It's a lot of fun. I think it's the best perk there is. Another great way to support the channel is grab something for the Y-Files store.
Grab a heck of a t-shirt or one of these Fistable coffee mugs that will may or may not control your mind and cause you to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Or get a hoodie with my face on it. Or one of these creepy YouTube dolls that's definitely got its mind controlled by some evil powers. Or someone who get one of these squeezy animal talking hecklish bathroids.
But before you spend any money on merch, become a member on YouTube. It's only $3, but YouTube members get 10% off everything in the Y-Files store, everything forever. So if you're going to go spend $40 on t-shirts, save 10%, the membership pays for itself. Plus, it's a great way to support the channel.
Oh, come on, enough with the discounts. I'm trying to buy a new Camaro.
Those are the plugs, and there was plenty of them. That's going to do it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.
an Area 51, a secret code inside the Bible said I was. I love my UFOs and paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. The crap cat and got stuck inside Mel's hole with MK Ultra. I've been only too aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set, or were the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told, and his name was Cold. And I can't believe I'm dancing with the on Thursday nights with AJ2 and the Wi-Fi all through the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth, so the Wi-Fi all through the night. The Mothman sightings and the solar storm still come to a god, the secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the Dark Watchers found. In a simulation, don't you worry though, the Black Knight's